Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Listen, we're bringing in three listeners we think are know the most about the show, but there's some really... Matt Lost Ranger on Twitter is one of the absolute best. His Photoshop skills are so quick and hilarious. Did you see what he did? He already Photoshopped. I'm going to put it on Instagram right now. Instagram.com/TheMikeCaltaShow. He already Instagrammed a Yamo be there. It's Michael McDonald sitting at the keyboard. And it's Mo standing behind him. Yamo be there. Thank you very much. All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers to reach us. Spanish, if you will, please bring our contestants in, and we'll get them seated in position over there. We'll talk to them, and we'll learn a little bit about them and how they came about the show, and then we'll ask them a series of questions designed to figure out who, in fact, is the biggest and, I don't know, most knowledgeable listener. I will tell you that some of these questions were difficult even for us to answer because it's been so long. I mean, we've been just at this very radio station. It'll be what, 13 years, 14 years?
Yeah. I'll be here 12 years. Actually, next month it'll be 12 years for me.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, and you were here about a year before.
Look at this group of serial killers. I have to say, some of the most normal looking people that listen to the show.
Yeah,
you're not normal though.
No,
not you. Certainly not. Please. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, and let's start with you, Andrew. Get right up on that microphone. I heard you're really nervous.
I'm so nervous.
Why are you so nervous?
Because this isn't natural. Nobody should want to do this.
All right. Well, tell me about it. 3:45. I say that every morning when the alarm goes off. Nobody should want to do this. How you doing, buddy?
Scared, but I'm all right.
Don't be scared. It'll be okay.
I've been listening since I was in high school.
Which is what? Like, give me an idea. I don't know how old you are now.
I think 14 years ago is when I started.
Oh, man. So right pretty much at this station.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you were at 92.5, so I worked at a shop that the guy played country music, and talk radio, so we compromised and listened to you in the morning and then music the rest of the day.
I'll take it. That's good. What do you do now?
I own an automotive restoration shop.
That's right. One day I will bring you a car.
That Boss Hog Cadillac?
Yeah. I love it with the big steer on the front. Randy?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Randy, I think the most normal out of all of them. You're like,
I don't know about that.
Got you fooled.
Yeah.
He has kids. I follow him on like Snap and stuff like that. Like, he's always hanging out with his kids and like doing normal dad family stuff.
I think they all have kids.
Well, I know, but I don't follow the other two on Snap, so I only see like the normal family side.
Okay.
Normal until I go to concerts and meet Galvin.
Yeah. You remember that awkward day?
Oh, yeah. And he's right. And he's justified in what he said, because what really happened was I'd been drinking since like noon. So I didn't even really know what was going on.
Right.
But the reason he said that is because I was talking to him and I was standing there awkwardly, like you said.
Right.
And then I looked behind you to see who you were with. Like, maybe I would know somebody. I don't know why I would. And then you were literally like, oh, you can't sit here with me.
Did he say that to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
Why,
I mean,
were you like, why would you invite me over here if you're not going to let me stay?
No, I didn't actually think you were inviting me over to sit with you. But you know,
it was just awkward because you have that, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then right. That kind of awkward moment where nothing's being said, and then he like looked at the seats, and I was like, "Oh, I thought, did he think that I
was?" What concert was it?
I think it was
Slipknot.
Oh, no. Slipknot. Okay,
that's great.
Yeah. But he was justified in saying that. But then I stumbled away to my seats.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I don't have any awkward moments with any of you. Although our next contestant, for a while, did give me weird gifts.
Oh yeah, that's what.
Exactly.
A bank tube, I think I gave you.
A bank tube that you stole from a drive-through bank. Yep. That Yankee pool ball.
Yep.
That, or I don't even know if it's a pool ball. It's so heavy. Yeah, a couple. You would just walk up to me and hand me random things and walk away.
Yeah.
And they were all cool. Yeah, he goes, yeah.
Awkward silence now.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for you to tell me.
Oh, yeah, like, no. I'm trying to think of other gifts I gave you, but yeah, that was a while ago.
I keep them all. Ask Carmen. I make them keep her. Mm-hmm. She keeps her
under her desk. Under her desk.
Now, which one of you thinks that you're going to know the most?
I'm pretty confident I will.
I know you say that. But the thing is that, like, I don't know. It's hard to, like, Randy, you're the one I think is not going to win.
Oh, well, I know I'm not going to win.
Okay.
I put 500 on Fabiscus this morning.
Andrew, you come back at me with some stuff. Like, you hit me the other day with Swiss cheese. You remember stuff that I forgot about.
Yeah, I remember really weird stuff that's not important. So yeah. It depends on what the questions are. If you ask a question that happens to be one of the things that I know, it could be really obscure and these guys won't know it.
Okay.
Or it could be something really simple that I won't know.
All right. Well, here's the format of how we're going to do this. I'm going to go ahead and ask you the question. I'm going to ask you guys to write down the answer immediately. And then I will go to you for the answers. And then are you guys keeping score over here?
I'll keep score.
And then we'll go through. There's 25 questions, and then there is a bonus question and a tiebreaker question if we need to go to that. So, Galvin, let's get this show on the road. We'll find out who the most knowledgeable listener is. By the way, we all wrote questions and then had to ask each other what some of the answers were.
Right.
And I think that you'll know them more than we will. Some of them are easy. Some of them are a little more difficult. Let's start right now. Write your answer down. Do not say it out loud. What is Avocado Rocker's first name? Oh, some quick writing going on over there. Chris, we'll start with you since you had it down. You have correct. Tony is the answer. Randy, you have
Tony.
Tony also.
Tony.
Yeah, see, the idea is to write big like Chris did so I can see it from here. They all get a point.
Nice.
For the first
Everybody
one.
Everybody gets a point.
Here, this one might be a little bit more difficult. What NFL player was forced to wear a dress after losing a bet on this show? Ooh, all slow. I knew this one would be a little difficult.
Yeah, stumped him.
NFL player made a bet with us, lost, and had to wear a dress out on the streets.
If you're not sure, write something down. You take a guess at it, and you may get partial credit.
All right, all three of them. Chris drew a penis. Randy said Warren Sapp. Both incorrect. What does that say?
Deion Sanders.
No, not Deion Sanders. Known to wear dresses, but not on this show. The answer was former Tampa Bay Buccaneer and UFC fighter Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones. The Darkness, or Marcus Big Baby.
Right. Marcus made a bet with us, and he lost, and he had to wear a dress out on the street, but not before Moose had to call him up and say, Marcus, you going to do me like that?
Oh, no. Marcus, you going to do me like that?
Now I remember.
Okay. Here's one. What prison did my father work at? Ooh. Chris is writing something down, although he's huffing and puffing. Randy teetering. One answer locked in. All right. Chris said Rikers Island. That is correct. Randy said Staten Island. That is the prison in which I grew up in.
Yeah, not an actual prison.
And Andrew Alderman also said Rikers Island, getting it correct. All right, let's see. Oh, who is our original Budweiser guy based out of Sarasota that we did all our promotions with? He had a nickname. Oh, you guys know that. He was around the show for a long time, worked for Budweiser, did a lot of the events, mostly in the Bradenton, Sarasota area.
Sounded a little like this. Well, go ahead, let me tell you.
Andrew, we'll start with you. We'll go back that way. We'll see. You said what? You
One-eyed
said
Tony.
Who?
One-eyed Tony.
One-eyed Tony is close, but no. Randy? No idea. Chris said something-eyed Tommy.
Oh.
Yeah, crazy-eyed Tommy was the answer. Nobody gets the point on that one. Oh. Okay, this next one is fun. At first, who did Galvin think? What man did Galvin think was a fat lesbian? Someone on TV that Galvin saw and first thought, instead of being a man, was in fact a fat lesbian. Some writing going on, but seemed too confident. Randy, we'll start with you. You're the first finish. You said moose. No, moose actually is a fat lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh, they all... Chris also said moose. And you said moose. Oh, no.
I think we should all get a point.
The answer was Charlie Belcher. He was convinced Charlie Belcher was, in fact, a fat lesbian.
Yes. I do. I no longer think that.
Before he was here on this number one rated FM morning show, Spanish had his own college radio show. What was his nickname? What was his radio name on that show? Ooh. Ooh. Chris is very excited, but he can't seem to get the answer. Randy is thinking, and Andrew is writing. Let's give everybody a second to write something down. Andrew, we'll start with you. You were the first one complete. You have what? Hold on.
Dirty Tea, and the show was Tea Time.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Wow.
Extra credit.
Extra, yeah.
What did you have there? Bitcoin.
Completely different.
Johnny P. Love Train is a different
guy.
Different guy.
Much better at radio.
Yeah.
That is rude to say to someone.
This next one is a two-part answer. Carmen has a really hot sister named Holly. What does she do for a living, and what do we think she does for a living? You need both answers to get the point.
This will be for 2 points.
Right.
Could they get 1 point off of...
No, it'll be 1 point, but you can if you get one answer right, I'll be happy. I'll give you a point if you get one of those right.
What does she do for a living, and what do we think
Chris,
she does
what does she do for a living? She is a waitress, and you say that we think she's a stripper. Both of those are incorrect. Mm. Andrew?
I said that she dates rich guys and that she's a stripper.
Yeah, that also incorrect. Close. Both of you close.
What?
We said she's a hairdresser, but we used to say she was a high-priced call girl.
Right.
Which we still think is true.
Totally. Right.
Except not so high of a price anymore.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know.
Be nice.
Man, this one to me is really hard, but you guys might get this. When Galvin was calling people to see if... during the George Zimmerman trial, if Zimmerman could stay at their house, what was the law firm that he was calling from?
This is a difficult one.
I could not get this one.
This is Steven from...
Steven from... He's got three names. Did you make those names up, or was that childhood law firm? Chris, what do you have?
I don't know, but that's the rest of the story.
Yeah,
Pookie and Ray Ray were involved, yes.
The Pookie and Ray Ray.
Yeah, Pookie and Ray Ray. The law firm of Pookie and Ray Ray is incorrect.
It was Glasswell, Barnes, and Epstein.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either, but you guys always know more stuff than we do.
I'll tell you, I didn't know, and I had to go and listen to it to find out.
What town in Staten Island am I from? Quick writing going on over there. Everybody got an answer? New Dorp, close enough, and nothing on Randy. Yeah, we'll give you both the points for that. It's New Dorp, but New Dorp is equally as dumb.
So everyone got a point?
Randy did not get a point. Oh, okay. Also in the town of Staten Island, there was a school called Monsignor Farrell. What do we call the kids that went to Farrell? Including... the guy from Sons of Anarchy who was on the show, and I called him one to his face. Mm-hmm. If you went to Farrell, you were known as what?
Yeah, Andrew got it.
Oh, wow.
That is correct.
Yeah, let's see what Randy has. Let's see, Randy's got special is wrong.
No.
Both the other guys got it right. If you went to Farrell, you were a Farrell fag. All right. Okay. We did Cowhead TV for a while. And someone had a show on Cowhead TV where Spanish was the call screener. Who was that? Spanish took the phone calls for this person's show that aired after ours on Wednesday nights on Cowhead TV. Chris is the only one writing right now. He's got the right answer.
I got nothing.
Andrew's out. The correct answer that Chris is the only one that got is X-Pac. The X-Pac show.
That's right.
The current standings right now, Chris has 5, Randy has 1, Andrew has 5.
Wow, all right. On the cruise one year, Dinah went down on comedian Gary Cannon for exactly how long? He talked her into going down there.
Because he may be able to see up there.
For exactly how long? Andrew, let me see what you got.
I just put 1 minute.
1 minute is incorrect. 2 minutes is incorrect. 7 seconds is incorrect. The correct answer was 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10 seconds, and she gave
him
exactly the 10 seconds. We did a live shot from my house for Bone TV from my hot tub. In that tiny hot tub was me, the great comedian Ralphie May, Spanish, and what fat porn star? It was Spanish, me, Ralphie, and a fat porn star. Her name is what? Chris seems to have an answer. His answer is correct.
I don't know.
That porn star was Ricky Waters. Chris got that one correct.
Here's the tie.
Okay, Spanish started at the same time as another intern. They were in competition. What is that intern's full name? Full name. It's only two names, but it was first and last name. Andrew, you have that?
Yeah, the first name.
All right, Chris, what do you have? Oh, that is wrong.
Incorrect.
That is wrong.
No.
You wrote Jose Chavez. That is wrong. Randy? Yeah. Has Gomez something. That is half right.
I wrote Gomez, and then I was going to say, who is better than Galvin at basketball?
I destroyed him. I destroyed him.
The answer was Josue Gomez was the full name.
Yes, and Andrew loses a point for saying that about basketball.
This next question, you know, we do live gigs. At a live gig, where did I fall and break my ribs when I fell off the stage?
What was the venue? What was the place?
Yeah, what was the name of the place? It was in the Sarasota area. Looks like, oh, Chris just did a rewrite. All right, gonna need an answer. Andrew, anything?
Nothing.
Randy? I wonder how many people are listening at home. They're like, I know these.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Not McCurdy's and not the Bamboo Club. No, I'm sorry. It was Jake's Tavern.
Yes.
Jake's Tavern.
Same place where my car almost got towed.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly took Spanish away for his birthday one time, and during that trip, he got mugged. What city was that in? Yes, that is correct. That is correct. They all got Baltimore. Correct.
Baltimore, yes. Yeah.
What a fun birthday.
Quite the trip.
Happy birthday to this guy.
Before Galvin was here, before Spanish was here, and before Carmen was here, there was a live gig number one. Where was live gig number one? Live gig number one featured cover band. Edge from the WWE was there. We had Burt was there.
Steve Byrne.
Incorrect. Steve Byrne was not there.
Ooh. Wasn't Stephen Piercy supposed to be there?
Stephen Piercy was supposed to be there. All right, we're going to need an answer. Andrew Alderman.
I wrote Fairgrounds.
And that is correct, the Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Tampa is a little bit broad. We're trying to think of. And you, what did you have, Chris?
I had Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street was live gig number two. That was out at Bourbon Street, Newport Richey.
So we got that one?
Andrew.
Yeah. All right.
Our next question. By the way, the reason I'm pausing is I'm trying to read my own handwriting. What was the what? Oh, okay. This show, for a brief period of time, was syndicated into another city. Where was that city? They took the show when it was on afternoons and replayed it at night in another city on another Cox property, which is the last time they were able to have that technology. They have not been able to do that ever since.
Yeah, dude.
Atlanta is incorrect. Jacksonville, Andrew Alderman, is in fact correct.
Oh.
Rock 105 Jacksonville, where we were number one at night, and then they took it away from us because of the dumb, fat, cross-eyed morning guy.
Andrew just pulled in the lead with 8 points. Chris in second with 7. Randy with 2.
Wow. All right. Let's go with, I believe there's a reference made to this already, but what was the name of the country station that I worked at before I worked here? Chris has got the correct answer locked in. Randy does not know. And Andrew Alderman's got it. The correct answer was Outlaw 92.5. Kick-ass country.
Yeah. It's the only kind.
Jesus. All right, we're getting out of the wire. What's the score now? 9-8-2. Randy's doing about how he's predicted he would do. Yeah. This is great. What rap song did Faggy Voice Dan perform live and was his karaoke go-to song? Faggy Voice Dan, he did it live in the studio. He made a video. He
says that's how he got girls at Applebee's or whatever.
He would go do the karaoke at Applebee's, do this one song, and the girls would love him, including the fat married ones and all the other ones. Chris, do we have an answer? Are we locked in? Any guess? Let's start with Randy. Randy, what do you got? Lollipop is incorrect. Andrew got it right. The answer is Ice Ice Baby. The great Vanilla Ice.
Yes. Seems like something he'd sing for.
You guessed that?
Popped into my head.
All right, this next question. We had a story where Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones claimed to have snorted his father's ashes. So, of course, we had to get ashes and have a dead guy snorted in the studio. Who snorted the dead guy's ashes? Someone who was a person who became semi-famous. If you don't have an answer, I may be able to give you a hint, because this is really, there's two ways to ask about this person. That is wrong. Andrew, what do you have?
Crazy Ass Jack.
No, the Crazy Ass Jack ate the placenta. Okay. All right, how about this? Same person who has a tattoo of eyeballs on their ass cheeks. Tattoos of eyeballs on their ass cheeks and would cut the ass cheeks out of the pants and walk around with the eyeballs standing.
Showed them proudly on the cruise. Yeah.
Crazy. Yep. It's hard not to stare at.
Been associated with the show forever.
He does air conditioning.
He does air conditioning. That is correct.
Real noticeable voice.
Oh, man.
It's not going to come.
Bushlicker.
Bushlicker.
All right. A couple of years ago, over the Christmas break, I was in my kitchen in my underwear, and the alarm in my house went off. How did I respond by screaming what phrase? Stood there in my underwear, and I screamed. Chris has got it correct. Randy's got it correct. I screamed, what do you got?
What do you got?
I don't know what I thought was going to happen there. For a while, we did the naked car wash. We did one at the Gold Club where a famous person showed up in a diaper. Who was that person? A person showed up in a diaper and stayed in a diaper. Nothing more than a diaper the entire time we were out there with naked girls. Chris has got his answer in, and it's correct. Randy has, no, knobs in a diaper would be awful.
Oh.
Andrew, anything?
Nothing.
Chris has got it right. The correct answer is X-Pac.
Mm. I was going to guess.
Current standing right now, Andrew in first with 11 points. Right behind him is Chris with 10, and Randy has 3.
Randy's probably not going to make it. Final question, and then a bonus question for an extra amount of points.
50 points?
Maybe. What band banned me from their concert at the amphitheater? They actually put up signs with my picture on it, and they told me that they told security I was not allowed in. They banned me from, because I called the lead singer gay.
Probably right.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't say he was gay. I thought he was gay to his current Playboy fiance. Counting Crows is incorrect. I love those guys. Randy, anything?
Right there, but I can't get it.
Yeah. Well, Andrew got it. That is Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts.
All right. There you go. The final total. Chris Dominus Fabiscus, 10 points. Randy Deathpool Allen, 3 points. And Andrew, I'm so scared, Alderman, in the lead, 12. This next one is going to be worth 5 points. It isn't going to do much for Randy, But it is going to, it could help Chris take the lead, and it could help Andrew solidify the deal. What I'm going to do is take a break. This is going to be an audible answer. I'm going to ask you to say something if you know it. So let me take a break. I'll give you guys time to reminisce, and then when we come back, we'll find out who knows the show the best.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.